This week on Lake Effect, we've heard from the City of Milwaukee mayoral candidates and the Milwaukee County executive candidates. Today, we turn to the statewide race for Supreme Court Justice. Two people are battling for the 10-year term, conservative incumbent Daniel Kelly and Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jill Karofsky. The race is nonpartisan, but Karofsky is supported by Democrats. The April 7th election will go on as planned, despite calls for a delay amid concerns about the spread of coronavirus. WUWM's Marty Michelson spoke to both candidates about how the pandemic has impacted the race. Karofsky starts by explaining how her approach to campaigning has changed.
We are not doing any in-person events. We are taking our campaign entirely virtual. We are doing things by text, by phone call, by social media. We have been up on TV now for over a week, and we are going to continue to stay up on TV as much as we can. And we're just going to continue to do the work that we need to do. We're going to run all the way through that April 7th finish line, just like we had always planned to do. We just are going to do it in a way that is different than what we had planned, but we need to be nimble, and we need to adapt, and we need to make sure that we're caring for everyone around us because we truly are all in this together.
What issues are you talking about with voters?
We're continuing to talk about corruption on the state Supreme Court. We're continuing to talk about my experience as being the only person in this race who's in a trial court. I truly see every day, and I'm seeing every day, how these cases impact real people's lives. They're not an esoteric exercise. Look, I spent yesterday morning in court trying to figure out bail hearings of people who were in custody and trying to make the right decision regarding their custody status. It impacts victims. It impacts defendants. It impacts members of our community. And that is the kind of judge that I have been, someone who has seen the front line, see how the law impacts real people, and I have a long track record of following the rule of law. We're also talking about my experience as a prosecutor, making sure that the rights of all individuals are protected, and we're talking about my experience as a victim advocate, someone who has worked hard for people in this state whose voice needs to always be heard in a criminal case.
Is it hard to get people to pay attention to this race when coronavirus is getting so much attention?
Coronavirus is certainly getting a lot of attention. That is undoubtedly true. However, people have been excited. They are excited about our race. They understand our message. They're excited about our message. They understand why this race is so important, that this is a 10-year term on our Supreme Court. And they are concerned about the way that my opponent has been on the court, that he is someone who has had an agenda. They are concerned about that, and they want to make a change.
You mentioned that you're talking with voters about corruption on the court, and you mentioned that your opponent has had an agenda on the court. Could you elaborate on where those assertions are coming from?
Sure. What you have in Dan Kelly, my opponent, is someone who, first of all, was appointed to the court by Scott Walker with the thinnest of resumes. He had no experience ever being a judge when Scott Walker appointed him to the state Supreme Court. But Scott Walker knew that by appointing Dan Kelly to the court, he would be appointing someone who shared his right-wing agenda. And since Dan Kelly has been on the court, he has followed that agenda to a T. Every single time he has had the opportunity to rule in favor of right-wing special interests, he has done so. He was asked in a debate in November of 2019 to give an example of an opinion which he had been a part of when the Supreme Court had ruled against his political or his personal interests, and he wasn't able to do so. All of that is corruption.
What got you interested in the law in the first place?
I'm born and raised in Wisconsin. I grew up in South Central Wisconsin. And when I was growing up, my mom was mayor of my small city. She was one of the first women mayors in the history of Wisconsin. And I saw my mom do things like bring emergency medical service into my town. And she brought buses in so folks would have access to public transportation. And I was so proud of the work that my mom had done that when I was only 10 years old, I walked into the courtroom, a courtroom for the very first time. I hired my own lawyer, and I changed my middle name so I could be named after her. So when people walk in the voting booth and they see Jill J. Karofsky on the ballot, that J is for my mom, Judy or Judith. So watching her, I always knew that public service was going to be something that was something that I wanted to be part of. I wanted to help people in my community. And I decided to go to law school. And after law school, I was able to work in the prosecutor's office, the local prosecutor's office here. And I was able to help women and children and people in need with their cases. And that was something that was personally gratifying to me, but also a way that I felt I could have an impact on the world around me, which was always very, very important to me.
What excites you about the job of Supreme Court Justice?
What excites me about the job of Supreme Court Justice is that this is the court in the state that has the final word on issues of statewide impact for the people of the state of Wisconsin. And it's not just statewide impact at the moment that the case is decided, but these cases have legs. They impact this state for years and years after any decision is made. And I think that with my experience, with my values, with the toughness that I'm bringing to this race, that I have a tremendous amount to offer to the state Supreme Court.
What are some of the lower profile but important aspects of the job?
Well, some of the things some people don't realize is that the Supreme Court is the administrator for the third branch of government, right? They're the administrator for the entire judicial branch. And one of the things that I have always been involved in from the shortly after law school, I was a trainer of police officers, and then I was did a lot of training of I've trained police officers, I've trained lawyers, I've trained judges, I've trained victim advocates, I've taught a class at the law school. I've been very involved in adult education, especially in the legal world and in the area of criminal law mostly, but also other areas as well. And what the Supreme Court does is they are in charge of judicial education for the state. So educating all the judges in the state of Wisconsin. And I think that that is hugely important, both the methodology of how you teach adults and the subject matter of what we ought to be teaching judges today.
That was Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jill Karofsky. She's a candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She spoke with WUWM's Marty Michelson.